Nick DiGilio here. Hi, we are live in the Allstate Studios on the seventh floor of Trip Tower. Here till 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out with Steve Cochran and the gang after 5 for the first hour. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. You can also send your text to that number. We are also on Twitter, but our best way to stay connected is facebook.com/NickDShow. So you should like us on that Facebook page. So my guests right now are Sarah Moshman and Dana Michelle Cook, the director and producer of The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. It's a documentary that they've made. And along with their partner IndieFlix, they've got some upcoming screenings here in Chicagoland. Actually, tonight there's one, a Nordstrom screening at the River East at 6:30 p.m. It's sold out, but there is a standby list. And there's a couple more screenings Wednesday at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston, and Thursday at the Great Davis Theater, where I was just watching a movie the other night in Chicago. For more information and tickets, we have all the information on our Facebook page. We welcome Dana and Sarah to the show.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you
so much.
And I got to say, you know, I was looking at your bios and, you know, you guys have worked on some of my favorite TV shows.
Oh, yeah? Which are those?
I am completely obsessed with anything Top Chef.
Oh, okay. And, all right. So I worked on the web series portion of Top Chef Master 5. It was called Battle of the Sous Chef.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I watched it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. First of all, from each of you, I'll ask you first. What's it like working on those on reality shows like that? What do you get from that?
You know, it's a lot of present tense interviews when you're in a cooking show, so it's a lot of asking these chefs, you know, whether they're amateur or extremely professional, to speak in present tense and say things like, I'm chopping the onions and I'm realizing that they're burning, you know, kind of like spending time in the kitchen with them and, you know, taking copious notes about what their process is like. And then in the interview, following all of those moments up with like narrative and in present tense. So it's very interesting. You learn sort of a little bit about cooking through osmosis, and it's a blast.
Yeah. And Dana, what about you working on some of these shows that are similar to that?
Well, if only I was lucky enough to work on some of these cooking shows. But my background has been a little bit different. I kind of fell into the rough side of reality around 2006. So I won't mention the names of the shows, but I like to call that time sort of the dark years. I worked on some things that, you know, were pretty tough to work on, to be honest. And, you know, one of the big reasons that I had aligned with Sarah in sort of making this film was because I was working on these shows that I realized I wasn't proud of. They weren't a reflection of who I was. Mm. And so I really wanted to make that change. And so that's where really that passion kind of came from. When Sarah and I met, we realized that we had sort of a mutual passion for female empowerment. So we started our production company called Heartfelt Productions.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys about that, about Heartfelt. When did that start? 2009?
Yeah, it started in 2009. And that's around the time that Sarah and I met. And again, realized that we both had this mutual love and passion for telling stories with heart, hence the name Heartfelt Productions. And we really wanted to celebrate women. We wanted to celebrate, actually, the first two projects we worked on were nonprofits in Chicago. One was called Girls Rock, and the other was called Girls on the Run. You may have heard of those. But those were our first two projects, and then the Empowerment Project was really the natural next step, kind of upping the ante and challenging ourselves to really make a feature as opposed to the other two, which were shorts.
Yeah, and now the other two actually did get exposure on Channel 11 here in Chicago on WTTW.
Yeah, they both aired on CBS, WTTW, and Burn Up Strong Girls on the Run won a Chicago Midwest Emmy about a year ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. Now, the latest is a full-length documentary, and it is called The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. And by the way, there's a Nordstrom screening tonight at River East. It is sold out, but there's a standby list, and it starts at 6:30. And you can see it Wednesday at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston and Thursday at the Davis Theater in Chicago. Tell me a little bit about how this, Sarah, let's start with you. Tell me about how this project started.
Yeah, so like Dana was saying, we started our production company. We'd made a couple shorts, so it's 2012, end of 2012, so a couple years ago. And I really just started to have this awareness of the way that the media portrays women and the lack of positive female role models, and knowing that these role models are everywhere, but we're not really seeing their stories reflected back to us in the movies we're watching, TV shows, magazines, music, everything. So around that same time, I read Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg, CEO of Facebook, and her main quote in her book was, "What would you do if you weren't afraid to fail?" And something about those words really spoke to me, and it was, I'd heard that before. It's not like she invented that quote, but it felt like someone was finally giving me the permission to go after a dream. And I called up Dana, of course, my first person I ever call when I have harebrained ideas, and she said, "Let's do it." And it was like getting that validation from her felt like, okay, maybe, you know, we really can pull this off. So it was a huge mountain in front of us, just an idea, and we just started to climb.
How did you, Dana, I'll ask you this. How did you guys find the women that you focused on in the documentary? And did you find a lot of women that you, and some that you had to cut from the film? Or how did that work out, Dana?
Right. So we knew a couple things for sure. We knew, you know, after we started kind of piecing this thing together, we knew that we're giving ourselves a month to travel for the project, so really 30 days. We knew we wanted to start in L.A. and end in New York. So we did know that we were going coast to coast. And so we really wanted to focus, I think, first and foremost on finding women that were really working in these male-dominated industries. So a lot of these STEM careers, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay.
So we knew we wanted to go after those sort of right off the bat. So we wanted to look for a mathematician. We wanted to look for someone working in science. We wanted to look for an architect. But then we also wanted to sort of, like we say, dream bigger, because, you know, we're taking this trip, we're taking this journey. We, you know, we're challenging our audience to dream bigger. So why shouldn't we dream big? So we thought, you know, what if we went after NASA and we, you know, figured out how to get in touch with them, and maybe we could interview an astronaut. And same with the military, you know, if we could get in touch with the right people, maybe we could interview somebody from the Navy or, you know, from the Army. So that was kind of, you know, the wish list was big. And we really were, you know, trying to figure out how to bring these women in. So we were asking family and friends. We actually had a Kickstarter campaign. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but
yeah. And you guys raised $28,000.
We did. Yeah. Which was incredible. So we reached out to our Kickstarter backers. We had 404 of them, which was a small army and amazing. They were an incredible support system. So reached out to them, and sometimes it was just good old-fashioned Google. So really all of these things kind of coming together is how we found these 17 women. We have 17 in our full-length version of the film.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality was, once we started reaching out, these women were everywhere. I mean, people were coming from out of the woodwork suggesting women in their lives that they knew, men and women. You know, so, I mean,
sure.
it was incredible. And that was really the question, is if these women are everywhere, why isn't the media telling their stories? Why are we so focused on these reality TV shows where women are portrayed in such a negative light? And so that's really why we made the film, is we wanted to be part of this change and this shift in the media.
The opening line, at its current pace, it will take until 2085 for women to reach parity with men in leadership roles in government, business, entrepreneurship, and nonprofits. That's crazy.
Isn't that absolutely insane?
It is crazy.
I really wanted to put that at the top and just kind of shock everybody and then get into it. You know, it's just astonishing. It's important to check in like that and really share statistics that we're all on the same page of where women really are.
And now, there's been progress, has there not?
Of course. Absolutely.
But
100%.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, you know, in the 50s or 60s or 70s, I mean, things were different and worse in those ways. But they still need to change, correct?
Yeah, it really feels like, to me at least, in the news that I'm reading and the stories that I'm finding, there's so many positive things happening for women, and of course that's what I want to focus on a daily basis. But it always feels to me like we take a few steps forward and then we take a few steps back. Like there's so many things happening that kind of counteract all the progress that we are making, and we're positive people. You know, we want to see the change and we want to be the change. So positive strides are absolutely happening, but it's really making sure those continue and that we're going in the right direction.
The film that we're talking about is The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. There is a sold-out screening, a Nordstrom's screening tonight at River East at 6:30. There is a standby list, but Wednesday at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston and Thursday at the Davis Theater in Chicago, where I hang out a lot. I do. I hang out in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. I hang out in the Lincoln Square neighborhood a lot. My friend Andrew is actually the manager of that theater.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for helping get us in there.
Exactly. And now, listen, in the film you guys mention how boys and girls get the same scores on math and science, but then at sixth grade, there's like a change in math and science that gets more focused on more on males. Talk about the impact on that and on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, we found a really interesting statistic that's not actually in the film, but we found in our research afterwards, is that 8 is the peak age for girls to want to be leaders. So when a girl's 8 years old, that's the time she is most likely to want to be the president of the United States, to want to be a leader of her life, of other people. And then from there, it ebbs and flows, but that's the peak. And so something's happening around that age and in middle school where the girls really shift their mindset, and I know this is the case for me and Dana, too, where you sort of shift inward from going from outward to having big goals and speaking up and you know, owning it, to kind of being very much more internal and worrying about how you appear to others and how you appear to yourself. So there's definitely something happening in middle school that is dissuading girls from going into these STEM fields and other male-dominated fields. So it's important to acknowledge that, and our mathematician kind of beautifully puts it, Amy Radinskaya, in our film. She talks about how if your parents and your teachers don't push you and you're already feeling like, oh, it's not cool to be good at math, then that's really where the disconnect happens.
Wow. That's fascinating. Guys,
we're connecting with our audiences as we've been, you know, screening this around the country in different cities. And, you know, we're having this conversation about these gender roles that we kind of take on when we're young and the way that society is sort of telling us what we should be interested in and who we should be and how we should look and how we're valued. And really it's around that time, like those formative years, really fifth and sixth grade, that girls start to become aware of, okay, well, I'm looking at these magazines, I'm turning on the radio and I'm hearing this, you know, that really I'm prized as a female for my body, for what I look like, as opposed to what I say or the actions that I take or how smart I am. Mm. So really, I think it's around that age where that shift starts to happen, and girls are less encouraged, you know, to kind of go after those things and more encouraged to, you know, by the media, I would say.
Sure.
To value their bodies.
Yeah. Okay, you guys hang on, okay? We got to take a quick break. Okay, we have Sarah Moshman, who is the director, and Dana Michelle Cook, who is the producer of The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. There are some screenings coming up. There's a Nordstrom screening tonight at River East at 6:30, and then Wednesday at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston, and Thursday at the Davis Theater in Chicago. We have all the information where you can get tickets and all that stuff on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll come back, talk more about the movie, and focus more on some of the individual women that are spotlighted in the film. We'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock, and then we'll hang out for the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, and you can send us a text to that number as well. Check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow, where you will find links and information for this new film, The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. There's going to be a screening Wednesday night at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston and Thursday at the Davis Theater in Chicago. All the information is there, partnered with IndieFlix. We're talking with Sarah Moshman, who is the director, and Dana Michelle Cook, who is the producer of this film. And we welcome you ladies back to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individual women that are focused on in the film. You have a woman who helped create the Oprah Winfrey Show. Let's talk about her.
Yes, that's Ellen Racton, who actually lives in Chicago as well as L.A., but her kids go to school in Chicago, and she's a powerhouse. She is obviously a Chicago institution, and actually got the job with Oprah when she was still a teenager, so fresh out of high school.
Wow.
yeah, so it's really been ingrained in her for many years, and she's a fantastic woman to interview because she's really very strong, you know, very bold, doesn't, you know, takes no prisoners, and it's great to see that side of empowerment as well.
Were there common things when you interviewed a lot of these women? Were there common issues and common concerns that all of these women had in common?
You know, I think what we found, you know, largely was just the power of yes. And I think it was just really these women just fearlessly went after, you know, what they had in their heart, what they wanted to do. They didn't listen to the critics. They didn't listen to the naysayers. They turned off the voices. And they went for it, you know, and we like to say there's a million reasons not to do something, but if you decide on that one reason to say yes to yourself, that's what these women did. They said yes to themselves. Mm. And so in doing that, they were able to pursue their passion and sort of live out their dreams, you know, no matter what got in their way.
Other people that I want to mention very quickly, you have the first African-American woman to be a three-star general in the film. You have one of 57 female astronauts. There are 534 total in the film. You have a Chicago-based architect. You have a chef and owner of three restaurants, the founder of Girls on the Run. All of these women are focused on in this documentary, and it's all about the Empowerment Project, ordinary women doing extraordinary things. From each of you, let's start with Sarah. What did you get out of this project? What was the most gratifying thing? And then Dana, I want to ask you that as well. Sarah, go ahead.
Sure. I mean, it's really hard to articulate, but really the amount of personal growth that's happened for both of us just in having an idea, following that dream and achieving it is incredibly powerful and something that I'll really take with me for the rest of my life and in any aspect of my life, really. So empowering from within, but also to be able to share the film now with students and teachers and parents all across the country and to see the change that can really happen from watching it and the spectrum of empowerment that we're talking about afterwards is more validation than I can ever even process. It's incredible.
What about you, Dana?
Yeah, I mean, I think our architect said it best in the film is she said that she lives by being bold and naive. And I think that when that happened, when she said that, that really stuck with us because we were in the process of sort of doing that. That was what had led us there was we were super bold, but also very naive, which was to our benefit. Because as we say, if we knew how much work would have gone into it, you know, went into the making this film, we probably wouldn't have done it.
Right.
But I think that that's just really what we've done up to this point. And that's the takeaway is, you know, sort of going out and pursuing this dream and seeing all the amazing things that we could have never imagined happening. Every time we stand on a stage and talk to an audience, every time we screen the film with people, it's just things that we could have never imagined.
Yeah.
So really going after your dream wholeheartedly.
Well, congratulations. I mean, this is just a great project and a terrific movie. Sarah, Dana, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the movie and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, have a good morning. Take care.
You too.
Okay, there you go. Bye. All right, so there's Dana and Sarah. And again, the screening, there's a screening is sold out tonight at River East, but there is a waiting list. And Wednesday at Smiley Brothers Brewing in Evanston, Thursday at the Davis Theater in Chicago. It's called The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. Really great project.